First of all, thank you for taking the time for this short interview.
It's very nice to be here.
In the UK, you are a big star. Everybody knows you. A fantastic show, Later with Jules. I think there are millions on TV when you present all the great artists. What's the reason to come now to countries like Switzerland and play the small clubs?
Well, I often go out. I have a big band in England, you see, and we tour all over. In fact, we go up sometimes to Holland and Belgium and places, but we never really get down here. And the trouble is, to tour with a big band is very expensive. So I decided to strip it right down, and the orchestra, instead of having a 20-piece orchestra, I've got 20 fingers. Sure. And so I use the fingers, and the piano is the orchestra. And then I have the singers, because that's the front of it, Ruby Turner, who is the greatest living, I suppose, blues, gospel and boogie-woogie, in the most traditional style of it, singer. Louise Marshall, with her beautiful voice, who sang some of the hits we've had in England. And Mabel Ray, who's a wonderful new voice. So I wanted to come with this small ensemble and really enjoy ourselves and kind of stretch my own piano playing, if you see what I mean. Yeah, and we came a couple of years ago and did it, and I enjoyed it so much that I wanted to come back and do it again. So it's because I just love playing, and it's, these places are great. Yeah. It's lovely places to play. You know, it's intimate, and you can just really stretch yourself, so it's great. I'm looking forward to it.
But when you play live in the UK, you play also with this small formation, or you play with the big orchestra?
No, we always play with the big band. We do a lot of shows in the UK. You know, we do 60, 70 shows a year, and they're big shows, you know. But we're always with a 20-piece orchestra. And so it was very enjoyable for me to come to small places and experiment. And really, you know, I've spent my life playing the piano. It's been my living. It's been my life. So it's very good to use that, and that's the basis of where everything comes from, you know. And whether, I suppose, half the songs we play tonight will be ones that I've written or written with other people, and the other half will be old, very old songs or whatever of other people's. But once they're on the piano, it all becomes one and the same thing for me. So I think that's and of course it's never the same twice, because the piano is an old friend, but also sometimes you have to have a battle with the piano each night.
You have performed with some of the greats in your TV show. Maybe you don't want to give me an answer, but who was your favourite artist you had in your show?
Well, it's a bit like asking somebody who their favourite, which is their favourite of their children. You know, you can't say that, or you'll sort of upset somebody. But I think that certainly, I would say this, I think when B.B. King came on, the one thing I will remember, and he came and my orchestra was playing with him that night, everybody in the studio, when he came into the rehearsal, everybody in the studio stood up and applauded, which they've never done to anybody ever before or since. So I think that felt really kind of great. But we've had some great people on, you know, there's so many great people we've been so lucky to have and work with and either play with or see close at hand, that it's a lot, you know. Yeah.
But I'm sure there are some artists left that you like to have in your show.
Yes, what we like on the show is to have a mix. We like to have a great legend. We like to have a current pop star. We like to have somebody who's brand new.
Yeah.
And somebody from a world that isn't maybe mainstream, that hasn't got a home anywhere else on the television.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's from jazz music or blues or folk or whatever it is. So, the thing about music, once you plug into it, that's it, everything's all right. And the more you plug into it, it's like a drug, you can't stop. And you can never really figure it out or understand it. It's like the more you discover, the more of a mystery it is. Yeah. And the more you think you know, the less you know.
Okay. I think your show, Later with Jules Holland, is very unique in this time we live now. I can remember that also in the German television we had shows like yours in the 60s and the 70s with a big orchestra and then with the big stars. But now we don't have this anymore. We have only this casting shows. And so do you think that's something special in the UK?
I think we're fortunate. Our show has stayed on, but you're right. The modern shows are like talent shows or competitions and things like this where everybody votes. But, it, you know, we've managed to stay on, I think, a lot because of the BBC, because the, if it was on a commercial channel, they'd say to us, well, that's all very well, but if you, why not, instead of having the person that's not famous, why not only have people that are very famous on? Because more people will watch then. Why are you having this person from the world music? Why are you having this brand new person on? Why are you having this person who's very old on, you know, who we thought people had forgotten? But to us, it's important to have all of those things.
Makes it very interesting.
And it's also important for the BBC because it's their job to archive and record the music. Again, a lot of this music doesn't have a home elsewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, when we had the Buena Vista Social Club on, which was a great honour to have them on, and Ruben Gonzalez, the pianist, who was a friend of mine, dear man, he's dead now, but he's a lovely man, and he was 85 or something then. He played a solo piano piece. I never heard the audience roar with applause. They loved him so much, right? But if you'd have been on a mainstream channel, they'd have said, well, you know, it's quite, can't we get a really famous pop star instead of him? You see what I mean? And so it would be a different show. But the BBC, it's their job to, they have to do, that's what their job is to do that. So I think because we're on the BBC, we've been lucky and we've been left alone to evolve. So I think we are lucky and we are unusual. We want to keep going.
Ah, great. With Ruby Turner, you work since many, many years, I think since 1987, when you founded your Rhythm Blues Orchestra. What makes her so special that she is always with you on tour and also on most of your records?
Well, we've recorded with lots of different people. You know, I've made records with my big band with different artists. But Ruby is on tour with, and we've had lots of different artists on tour with us. But Ruby is like one of my old best friends, both as a friend, but also as a musical friend. And she comes from the same place as me, which is really a simple form of jazz, blues and gospel music. Yeah. And all of those elements of the church music, the blues music, for me, the things that got me really excited, and that thing when I first heard boogie-woogie music. And she is all of those things. And she just has this incredible feel. As you'll see tonight, I hope, when she sings the boogie, it just makes you want to dance. It's really hard to do. Lots of people think they can do it, but it's really hard to do. And when she sings the hymns, you want to cry. So it's she's got that. She's like Mahalia Jackson and perhaps Big Mama Thornton rolled into one.
Yeah.
Musically, you know, which is quite a thing.
Okay.
And she's my dear friend as well, so it's all I love. So it's very nice to have her too.
When you started your career with Squeeze, you made more or less pop music, but what's your musical home? Is this the blues? Is this?
I suppose where I come from is it's like I'm from the suburbs of London, but the people who my mother and my uncles had blues and jazz records and boogie-woogie records, that's what that kind of... So a bit like, I suppose, although the Rolling Stones and people like Van Morrison and Eric Clapton, just slightly older than me, they're just like... But they all grew up with the same music and they come out with their version of it.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's what I'm doing.
Okay. What has been the highlight of your career since now? Was this the B.B. King Corporation or...?
I think, sometimes little things happen that just, I've been very fortunate because as well as playing lots of shows where magic kind of happens, it's almost like once you get going, the night before last, we just played in a tiny little place. But like suddenly it's magic, everybody's standing on their feet and it's like a spirit takes over. And I think that happening is a really great thing. You know, I remember once, I wrote a song actually that, sometimes when you hear other people sing songs that you've written, it's quite great. Herbert Grönemeyer once sang a song I wrote, which I thought was great, hearing Tom Jones sing a song he'd written sounded really great, Sometimes I think you have to pinch yourself to make sure you are in reality and not dreaming. So I'm never quite sure what reality and what dreaming is sometimes, because I've been so fortunate in playing with some wonderful, like you play with, you know, I remember playing with Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
My big band back there a few times. And suddenly she'd start to sing. And you look and you think, I can't believe what I'm hearing now, you know. I sat, we've recorded and wrote with Eric Clapton a few times. And you sit next to him playing. You think, I can't believe this is so...
Magic moments.
It's magical moments. And you places you can't believe you would be. With young artists, with older artists, you know. Mm-hmm. And you realise that, you know, when I go in and if I play with somebody... You know, somebody like Amy Winehouse, who's younger than me, or somebody from my generation is one thing. When you play with somebody who you've admired since your childhood, it's quite odd, it's quite unusual. You sit next to them first, you think, well, I've loved this person since I was... You know, like Gladys Knight came on.
Mm-hmm.
Always loved Gladys Knight. She sat next to me at the piano and we played her. And I thought, I can't believe it. You know, I grew up buying her records. But once you start playing, you forget all of that. And you both become just the servant of the songs and the servant of the music, and you sort of just play it, and everything's all right. And then when you stop, you have to, you can't believe it again. So the answer is to keep playing.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.